steadfastness. The textbook says, quote, "Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionally to their occupancy of your thoughts." Close quote. This shows clearly that your thinking is exactly your experience. The marginal heading here is, quote, "Thoughts are things." Close quote. If you do not like your experience, the effect you are looking at, you have a sure remedy. Hold thoughts steadfastly to the everlasting and eternal good. And your experience has to be good. It could not be otherwise. That word proportionally is excellent. Your experience is in the exact ratio of your thinking of good. Our leader says, quote, "Our proportionate admission of the claims of good or of evil determines the harmony of our existence, our health, our longevity, and our Christianity." Close quote. Again, quote, "A sneer at metaphysics is a scoff at deity, at his goodness, mercy, and might." Close quote. And, quote, "The divine principle or life cannot be practically demonstrated in length of days unless its science be accurately stated." Close quote. This holding thought steadfastly, this sticking to it, this devotion of thought is what we mean by consecration. Your work as a Christian Scientist will be revealed, and it will be as natural to you and as permanent as your honesty. Each one of you knows that when you stand firmly with what is true, you have your reward. You have the joy that comes with victory. It is this keeping everlastingly at it that wins. You can never put off doing what is right for you to do. If you do try to put it off, you will meet it just around the corner. You should, and you can, do now whatever is right for you to do. Omnipresence never procrastinates because it couldn't. You must maintain that reliable now. Never stop until you win, until you realize God is the only presence. Quote, "Divine science is absolute and permits no halfway position in learning its principle and rule, establishing it by demonstration." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "No impossible thing do I ask when urging the claims of Christian Science. But because this teaching is in advance of the age, we should not deny our need of its spiritual unfoldment." Close quote. You can do as Mrs. Eddy asks, and the more faithful you are, the greater is your achievement. This teaching makes you in advance of those who have not as yet glimpsed these truths. You do not fully realize how far advanced you are and how you can easily throw off your limitations. No one can hinder you but yourself. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "You have simply to preserve a scientific, positive sense of unity with your divine source, and daily demonstrate this. Close quote. Note that word simply. See just how easy it is. There is another wonderful request she makes of you. She says it very simply. Quote, hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate, with scientific certainty, the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. Close quote. Take this to heart and begin to practice this. Quote, mind is perpetual motion. Close quote. Now, maintain this ceaseless activity of mind. How could there possibly be a cessation to your action? Omniaction never varies. Expect to hold perpetually this thought. Then the Holy Ghost or Christ will enable you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing. You can do this. You have the divine metaphysics of the platform, and that gives you this infallibility now. Be not afraid. Do not limit yourself in any direction. You can achieve this. It is your decision. Mrs. Eddy tells us to pray without ceasing in that lovely paragraph in Miscellany where she says to you and to me, quote, beloved Christian Scientists, keep your mind so filled with truth and love that sin, disease, and death cannot enter them. Close quote. Quote, good thoughts are an impervious armor. Clad therewith, you are completely shielded from the attacks of error of every sort. Close quote. Isn't that a simple rule for steadfastness and protection? Could you have a better rule or a better armor? You must maintain that, quote, man has no mind but God, close quote. This will give you the realization of your oneness with God. All there is to sin is the belief of two minds, and that is all there is to your instability. You are just breaking the first commandment. Paul says, quote, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Close quote. You have the divine capacity. Your understanding is infinite. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. Close quote. Study. The apostle said, quote, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Close quote. In the chapter The Apocalypse, Mrs. Eddy writes of the little book and discusses the book of Revelation. She says, quote, mortals, obey the heavenly evangel. Take divine science. Read this book from beginning to end. Study it. Ponder it. Close quote. You all want to progress, and you have to study. I always urge you to study. You must think things through, correlate, analyze, and make your science practical. There is no place where you cannot use your science. Science is exact knowing. Knowing that, quote, spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. Close quote. You can find more time to study than you realize. The more you study, the more you will accomplish, the more you will find things orderly and speak as mind, with authority. You will behold completeness appearing in your experience. How do you study the letter? You study it thoroughly. Then you progress rapidly. You have gone beyond being a reading scientist. Now you have to go deeper into your science and search. You have to experience deep, systematic study. You cannot get away from the law of progress. God will force you into paths that mean growth. You can sidetrack your study for a while, and you may try to find an easy way, but experience, while a dear teacher, is a sure one. You will not, for long, enjoy being uncomfortable. You have started on your journey, and there is no turning back. You will be rewarded. Quote, your advancing course may provoke envy, but it will also attract respect. Close quote.